And then we move on to England, ultimately.
Yeah, well, I eventually got there in the end. I mean, I was due to be picked for a game against Wales, but unfortunately, we had a game at Bristol a week before, Gloucester playing Bristol, on Rugby Special, BBC Two. Bit of a fracas, turns out. Mr. Gadd and Mr. T. I get involved with Mr. Stiff. Unfortunately, my head bumps into his head, and I get sent off.
But then forcing, was it?
Yes, yes. But in those days, if you were sent off, you were banned for playing for England for a year. And that cost me several caps. Right. So, I mean, and that was it. They were the rules. If you were sent off playing for your club, you could not play for England for a year. So I didn't get that. It was looking like, because Bill was injured, that I was probably going to play with Maurice Colclough down in Wales. But it didn't happen because the Red Mist came down. Right. And there we go.
So how long was it between that era and when you finally got your cap?
Couldn't have been that long. I mean, my first cap was in Argentina in 81, I think it was. It wasn't long after the Falklands War. I'm not sure whether we stopped it or started it. But Argentina was interesting. But Argentina in those days had a very good side. I mean, Hugo Porter was playing for Argentina. I mean, he was probably the best fly half in the world anyway. I mean, but I think we drew the first game and we won the series. And the year before, New Zealand had been out. They were all their top players. And had got beaten. So the Argentinian tour was good. It was great to have my first cap out there. Would have been nicer to have it at home, but to get a cap was always one of my ambitions when I started playing, was to try and get a cap. I got there in the end.
Good. I missed that about the you toured with the England B as well before that, presumably.
Oh, Romania.
Romania, yeah.
That was in 78, I think. That was after the cup run, and I think we took half a dozen Gloucester players there. So there was Moggy, myself, Sarge, Boyley, Rich Jardine. I think the Sarge came as well.
I don't know.
There's quite a funny story about that. We played the first game in Bucharest, and we got there thinking there'd be half a dozen people there, a cat and a dog. And we played in the main football stadium. And we got there, and there was 40,000 people who'd be watching the football. And our game came on afterwards. I mean, a few went. But we still ended up playing about 30,000 people. Anyway, half-time game, and Terry Pryor from Cornwall was the tight end prop. How we got there, nobody ever knows. Anyway, first time in my life, he said to Boyley and I, Boyley did play. He said, Fitz, Terry Pryor said to me, don't push so hard, it's hurting. In all my life, as being in the second row, I have never come across. I think what I was doing, I was pushing him so hard against this great big Romanian prop, he was getting buckled up, and he probably needed a parachute, I think. But anyway, so after that, I just had to pull back a bit and not push too hard. But that was a hard tour right there.
Really?
That was a hard tour.
Yeah.
Because it was quite a military run country, I think, in those days. I mean, it was, you know, there were a lot of fun going on.
I think you won, I know.
Oh, yeah, we won both games, yeah.
And a good social thing, I would think,
about it. It wasn't bad, it was all right. It wasn't, and I have told quite a few people that when we landed, we thought, oh God, what have we come into? And when we took off, we all clapped. So it's not often when you're on a rugby tour, you actually clap when you come home. But it was interesting, but it wasn't great.
Right. Other representative games, Barbarians.
Yeah, played for the Barbarians. I went on a couple of Easter tours, I think, which was good fun.
Where were they, the Easter tours?
In Wales. You start off at Penarth. I missed a Penarth game because we were playing at Lydney, I think. Because I went from Lydney down and met them in Cardiff. And in those days, you played Penarth, Cardiff, Swansea, and then Newport on the way home. It was not easy. I think I played Cardiff and Swansea, I think I played. But playing for the Barbarians in those days was a big honour.
Yeah.
And it's something I'm very, very proud of.
Who was your second row in those games? Did they all change? Did you have more the same one?
My second row partner was a guy called Bill Cuthbertson from Scotland. And I can't think of the number 8. He was the other Scottish guy with blonde hair. He's on the Scottish committee now.
Jeffrey.
They call him the Shark.
Jeffrey.
John Jeffrey. Yeah. John Jeffrey. That's right. Yeah. So there was a good combination. Good combination.
Right. And then,
what was your party piece for the Barbarians?
I did something with Ripley. I think we sang a song and did a little bit of a jig and a dance and God knows what. That was in the nice. We always stayed in that nice hotel in Cardiff, and you had to do a little bit of a party piece. Yeah, it was good fun. Yeah, you just sing a song or tell a joke or. I think I told something about when I was a copper, and they all thought it was quite funny. Yeah, so it was good fun.
So we come back full circle almost to the police. So your chief constable instigated your move to Gloucester in the first place. Now I understand you represented what I know, Gloucestershire Police and the National Police. So who else played in those sides? I believe there's some real, really good
in Gloucestershire Police. I mean, what? Did I play with you, Ronnie? No. Yeah, I played with Ronnie. Because I don't know whether our public know, but when Ronnie joined the police force, he was given to me to look after. Yeah, and he was my probationary constable. And he probably won the Queen's Medal for Bravery after that. But there was Ronnie, Rich Jardine, Jerry Herdman, and another lovely bloke, Wynne Morris from Hidney. Yeah, yeah, who, unfortunately, isn't very well at the moment. I saw his wife in the last game. But Gloucester Police, I mean, it was very. We were allowed to play then because, I mean, the funds were available and we used to get coaches and go away. But Gloucester Rugby was. Gloucester Police Rugby, I really enjoyed. We played at Gordon League, or we either played at Gordon League or Dowdy Rotel. And we used to play most weeks.
And who did they play?
Other police forces.
Right.
West Midlands, West Mercia. Warwickshire Police. It was all other county constabularies.
I don't wish to be rude, but do you ever do any police work? You seem to be playing rugby all the time, according to this.
Have you been talking to my wife? No, I was very lucky. I was very lucky. I mean, I got a lot of time off to play rugby, but I think they viewed it. I was doing a bit of PR for them, and it worked out for both sides, really.
You went to a tour of South Africa with British Police, didn't you?
I went to Bermuda with British Police, and I went to Hong Kong with British Police, and where else did I go? But the British Police normally played against the French Police or the French Combined Services.
And who was in the British Police? So they had a very strong side, didn't they?
Well, I was captain for a few years, and for the rugby enthusiasts, the front guy was a bloke, Mike Neal, a guy called Alan Majors from Swansea, and Gareth Owls was the front row. The second row was J.H. Fiddler and Nigel Snort Horton. I mean, you wouldn't pick a nastier front five if you could try anywhere. And then the back row, one back row I played in was Wade Dooley. Wade played number 8. And Paul Ackford played as well, because he was an inspector. Yeah. And the guy who came as a reserve in that was a guy called Dean Richards, who was quite a handy player as well.
As a reserve?
Oh, yeah. We had a hell of a side in those days. But it was tough. It was going over to France and playing over there. It was good. But we used to play them at Richmond here and go over. It's the stadium next to, was it the Stade? I can't remember. It's quite a big stadium in Paris to be played at.
The Parc de France?
Yeah, it's not far from there. Yeah. It's the one before that. Well, where did they used to play before?
I can't remember.
It's where Stade Francais play now. I can't think of the name of it, but that's where they play now. But that was quite a side to play with.
Yeah, sounds it.
Yeah, it's good.